Hello, it's Scott on Radio 1. Thank you, Greg. I'll see you tonight at 7 once I work out where the bus is leaving from. We're going on a ghost-busting tour tonight, yay. Apparently there's some acting on the bus. Brilliant. I love it when there's actors involved. Oh, there's a scary conductor as well, which comments on various haunted places. That's from Fiona in London. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Joe.
All right, Joe, what's going on?
I was just listening to you speaking to Greg and you sounded like Simon Cowell.
How?
What, answering your own question?
Oh, a few people are saying this on the text. What did I say?
I don't know, you were talking about the bus and it was last time, did I see any ghosts? No.
Oh, so I did say that.
Yes.
Yeah, I did say, did I see any ghosts last time? No. Will I see any ghosts tonight? Probably not. Like this.
Was it as good as last week? No. Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely yes. Is it my favourite version of that song? No. Is it better than last week? Arguably a little bit.
Joe?
Yeah?
Should I stop doing that? Yes. Love you!
Love you!
Love you!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, the Posh Radio 4 lady is away again. She's always on a holiday, she is. Today she is in a holiday hideaway of the Canary Islands. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Hello, Scott. Hello, everyone. This is the PR4L. I'm at my beachside villa this week. So I've just sent Cameron, the butler, off to get me another cocktail. So that leaves me just time to do this week's Dear Scots.
See? There she is. From her holiday home in the Canary Islands. Bit windy, as you can hear. If she was on Fuerteventura, you wouldn't be able to hear her at all. It's very windy there. Just be like... Anyway, there'll be loads of Dear Scots after six, because there's lots to fit in today. But here's a couple to keep you going. The stuff you've been saying this week. From the Canary Islands.
Hey, Scott. Can I also have a good word put in with Marina's mum? I live in Wales and look lush. Can you see what you can do? Tim...
Thank you, Tim. This is after we spoke to a guy called Liam. He got in touch with us. He works with Marina, off of Marina and the Diamonds' mum. And he is passing on messages to Marina via her mum, who he works with in the A&E department of a local hospital. So rather than me calling Liam every day, because we get people on every day saying about this, if you want a date with Marina, if you quite fancy her, instead of me just hassling Liam all the time, maybe if you can text in or email or let me know, and then what I'll do is I will get in touch with Liam and I'll just pass a big batch of them on to him. So if you do fancy a date with Marina, off Marina and the Diamonds, let me know and we'll sort it via Marina's mum. Next.
Dear Scott, I played at a festival with Marina and the Diamonds in the summer. I thought she might have been quite hot, but on closer inspection, I was disappointed. Mind you, I'd still go on a date with her. Russell.
Now, Russell, that's not very nice, is it? She's got a lot of admirers, if my email is anything to go by this week. Lots of people want to get in touch with Marina. Next!
Hello. I am sat in my car outside a funeral home in Clydebank, waiting for my girlfriend, who is training to be an embalmer. She's not a goth. The battery on my computer will run out soon, so entertain me, please. Thanks. Love you. Gregor.
What do you do for a job? I'm an embalmer, actually. She must smell nice when she comes home from work. More Dear Scots after six tonight from the Canary Islands. If there's anything you want to know, just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get the PR4L to read them out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, I've got some bad news about Billy Piper. Nothing that bad. It's just that... that sounded worse than it actually is. She's had to postpone on us. Rubbish! Now, I've got all my questions here ready to ask. I've got your questions. My first one was, what are you doing tonight? I'm going on a ghost tour. Would you like to come with me? The second one I was going to ask was about the ad with Louise and Jamie Redknapp, which I'm slightly obsessed with at the moment. See, I don't have a lovely wife like Louise, and I would quite like to go on that holiday, ride horses, play golf with my shirt off, etc. And was going to ask Billy if she'd... wanted to come along and be my wife, but she's not here. Due to circumstances beyond everyone's control, she can't come today, but we will have her on the show very soon, I know that. Hello, Mike, who's been on, saying, gutted. What are we going to do now? Now there's no Billy. Mike and everyone else, don't panic. It's going to be fine. Billy will be on this show next week. she just couldn't do today. Those people, oh no, I wanted to know what Billy's favourite biscuit was. Well, you'll find out next week, because Billy will be on this show next week. Not interviewed by me, because I won't be, but Billy... Oh, rubbish. Billy will be here next week, I promise, all right?
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Steph from Newbury.
All right, what's occurring, Steph?
I was just wondering, I wanted to hear Billy on, because I wanted you to ask her what Billy was short for.
All right, well, she's not here.
Oh, rubbish.
Bit of a postponement going on.
I know, it's useless.
So you wanted to know, let me write this down, what?
What Billy was short for.
What is Billy short for?
Yeah.
All right. Don't, like, you sound really gutted. Don't worry, she'll be on next week, all right?
Oh, good.
Okay, great. Make sure we ask that question, all right?
Yeah, I will do.
I love you.
Love you too, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, is this the Billy that we were going to talk to a minute ago?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hi. I thought even the fake Billy had postponed on me for a minute.
No, I'm the real Billy anyway.
Well, no, you're not, though, are you? Don't say that, because it'll get people's hopes up. The real Billy's on next week. You're just somebody that happens to have the same name.
I'm standing in, yeah.
Yeah, you're just standing in. Hi, Billy, where are you from?
I'm from Leicester.
Oh, okay, cool. Can I ask you some of the questions that I was going to ask the actual Billy?
Yeah.
What is Billy short for?
Kimberly.
Is it William?
No. Oh, yeah, that's better, yeah.
It's Ted from Bath who suggested that one. Really good. Somebody else said what else is she short for, because she's got little legs. Thank you very much. Here's another one. Nee from Norwich has been on. What was it like snogging David Tennant?
Oh, it was great, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Doctor Who, so...
Right, good. Will you pretend to be my wife so we can go on a holiday together like Louise and Jamie Redknapp?
It depends where we're going on holiday.
Well, where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's...
Somewhere nice.
Okay, well, should we just go riding horses and, like, playing golf on the beach and stuff like they do?
Yeah, that sounds that good, yeah.
Okay, let me see any more questions. Hang on. Are you ever going to go back to Doctor Who?
I'd like to, in real life.
Okay, but you're just waiting for the call, are you?
Pardon?
Nothing. Right, everyone, the actual Billy from Leicester on the phone. Thanks very much for standing in, you were amazing. Great answers. Love you.
Love you too, bye. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. I didn't even ask the fake Billy what her favourite biscuit was, and now we'll never know from the fake Billy or the real one. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
So,
hello, who's this?
Marcus from Austin, Lincolnshire, mate.
Marcus, what's occurring?
Well, what's occurring? Well, anyway, my wife and I were staying in a hotel in London town last night.
Right.
Got up this morning, I don't know, about 8:30 for breakfast, walked downstairs, walked to where people get served their breakfast.
Oh, a hotel breakfast, I love it.
Grand. And anyway, so like, I walked in this room and three loose women were sat in there, filming the faces.
What, off the TV
that.
Or just general loose women?
The TV ones that got the gong last night at the...
because they were at the National TV Awards and they won, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and they look really rough, man.
Well, they... You meant because they'd had a big night last night?
Well, yeah, because normally you see them on TV and, like...
They're
shining,
very glam.
Yeah.
Totally,
but yeah.
Well rescued there, Marcus, well rescued. What were they having, please?
I think two of them were stood up serving, like, themselves with cornflakes and breakfast, but the one that looks... likes a drink or two was filling the face with a full English, I think.
I don't know which one you mean. Just say McGiffin.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that's the one you're talking about.
That's the one.
I love that.
One, mate.
Yeah. I would put McGiffin down for having a full fry up, actually, definitely. Especially this morning after the NTAs.
Yes, mate, yeah.
I'd like, yeah. But me and Becky still want to go to the pub with her, I think. Thing is, don't you find in the hotel. You have to have the full buffet experience, don't you? Otherwise you feel... Because you've paid for the room, you do feel a little bit, like, cheated, don't you?
Well, prices which I paid for the hotel... Which
exactly.
...which I wanted to stay in last night, not the cheapest of places.
Well, it's not. It's a hotel in London, so you want the full buffet experience. When we were in Edinburgh doing Scott Mills the Musical in the summer, because we stayed in a hotel for, I think it was, three nights, I think? Three or four. We had a hotel breakfast every day. And by the end of it, on the fourth day of having an English breakfast, you do think to yourself, actually, I could quite do with some, maybe just a bit of melon and some cereal now, but we're paying for this room and therefore I'm going to have the full English once again. I could feel my arteries hardening by the end of the trip to Edinburgh.
Well, I left with the towels. I think I got a kettle as well. The wife got a few coat hangers. So, yeah, good, man.
What? Good. Yeah. Really good.
You need your freebies.
I'd like to point out that was it was a full Scottish breakfast, obviously, because I was in Edinburgh. But yours would have been a full English because you're in that London.
Haggis for breakfast. It's a bit heartless. It's a bit full on, isn't it?
You're not making sense anymore. I've got to go. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hi, Max, off on Extra.
Hello, how are you?
I'm
Scott
good.
From Radio 1.
You are loving a bit of Bieber.
Do you know what? He's my guilty pleasure. He says in that song...
Don't need to be guilty.
Yeah, he says in that song that the girl makes him happy, he makes me happy.
Yeah?
He's just cute.
Yeah.
Do you know, upstairs, I'm the only person playing him, and I think I'm actually going to get sacked.
Are you playing Justin Bieber loud in the one extra office?
I'm playing him on radio. I've actually got a Ludacris remix. I tried anything to try and get him one play on my show. Even the Ludacris remix caused trouble.
Didn't you see him recently as well?
Yeah, I did. He performed at the Science Museum. I just think he's little and cute, and the girls love him.
All the girls are a lot taller. His fans are a lot taller than he is.
Are you mocking the Bieber?
Not mocking the Bieber at all, but I also have heard that his voice is breaking, which could be a problem.
Not really. He could just get better and better and better.
Or maybe he's going through that bit where, you know, remember that bit in between where it goes high and low? One time! One time!
I'm
not picking on him. That's puberty, Max.
He needs our love.
One time, Justin Bieber, it's 5:20 and now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Max, I'd like you to meet Patrick, who is unbeaten so far. Hi, Patrick.
You all right, Scott?
Yeah, how are you going? You all right?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Say hi to Max.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Patrick.
How's it going?
I'm all right, thank you. I hope I can beat you today.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of you.
Yeah. It's winner stays on, so if Patrick wins today, you're back on Monday. Can I just read a bit of, fan email that I've got about you, because I'm getting quite a lot?
Yes, go ahead.
Patrick sounds hot. Intelligent too. I would like a date with him. Put a picture of him on the Radio 1 website. Yeah? It doesn't say their name. Doesn't say
from
whether it's a boy.
Steve in Barnsley.
Huh?
From Steve in Barnsley.
I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl. What's your preference?
Open to suggestions, preferably.
Oh, okay, good.
Open to suggestions.
Open-minded, that's what we like. Good.
That's a joke, by the way.
Are you single at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe send a picture and I'll pass it on.
Yeah, well, if you're on,
we want to see you today, so can you send the picture in? Because I'd like to have a look what you look like as well.
Yeah, right, will do.
Cool.
Yeah. What's been going on in your life in the last 24 hours since I spoke to you?
Not much, bit of revision, you know.
Yeah, are we eating into your revision time?
Well, it's about priorities, Scott, and the way I see it, it's either revised conservative welfare policy or, you know, going on what's occurring on International Radio 1.
Yeah.
Now, that's a soundbite for you right there.
That is, actually. So, thanks very much for that. You know what? I was just running through my head then you went and said it. Thank you. Thanks very much. That's like my own testimonial. I love it. We'll put that on the ad when we release the DVD at Christmas or whatever. All right, are you ready then?
I am.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations, you just tell me what happened next. Right, you know Rihanna?
Well, I don't know her personally, but I know of her.
Have you met her?
Ages ago.
Right, and?
And what?
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 She was lovely.
Was she?
Yeah, she's got a really nice Bayesian accent. She's quite a sexy-looking lady. She's a nice girl.
The only time I saw Rihanna was at Radio 1's Big Weekend, and it was the day that Umbrella got to number one.
Okay.
And I remember she got a car, and I think it took her like 5 metres. She literally got in it. It went really slow, and then she got out again. I love it. Such a diva.
She's just amazing, though. I love the way she dresses. She's cool.
What's her favourite game, Rihanna? Do you know, Patrick?
Oh.
Scrabble.
Think again.
I really don't know.
Duh, Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scott, I can't believe you just said that.
And me and the one that doesn't speak, we also like playing Russian roulette, but we're not as hardcore as Rihanna. We like to cheat a bit. Because I find the proper version gets quite messy. So we've got a gun. This is what we do in the evenings, me and the one that doesn't speak. We've got a gun with balloons, and it's like a game version. What you do is you get the gun, put a balloon in it, we pass it between us, then each of you pulls the trigger, and if you're unlucky, the balloon goes bang. Like I said, it's not a real gun. We're not as hardcore as Rihanna. Earlier, we played a game of Russian roulette, me and the one that doesn't speak. Max is just like, what the hell is going on? I told you it was going to be random.
I'm just like, what is going on?
We played a game of Russian roulette earlier, me and the one that doesn't speak, in the studio, with our gun, with balloons. Who won? Me or OTDS? Patrick.
Well, I'm going to go with you, because if the one that doesn't speak gets splashed, we'll all get to hear a reaction from him, which will be quite something, because he doesn't speak, so...
Well, we have used the voice changer to disguise his voice on this.
Ah, right. I'll stick with you anyway.
So Patrick's saying I won, and Max is saying...
I'm going to say the one that doesn't speak, because I know you like to look good and you wouldn't want to be splashed and all the rest of it, so even if you could have beaten him, you probably didn't because you didn't want to get wet.
Good one. Let's find out. Here's our little game, or our slightly camp version of Russian roulette. Hi there, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Really good, thanks.
You ready for a game of Russian roulette?
I couldn't think of anything better.
Rihanna loves this game, and so do we, don't we?
Oh, we do.
So have you got the revolver there, please?
I've got it here.
All right, I think you should go first.
Okay. Oh, yes. You'll go.
Okay, so you're still alive. Now I have the revolver. And... God. Ah, I'm still fine.
Yes.
Right, your turn.
Oh, no.
You're all right. I'm going to pull the trigger now.
Oh, dear. Oh, well. I'm the winner. Yes!
Oh.
Woo! Does that mean I've just won?
Yes.
Yes!
You get a point. Sorry, Patrick. One that doesn't speak did win the game.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's a fun game, that. Probably more fun for us than it was for you to listen to.
Don't you think the one that doesn't speak sounds like the guy from Saw, Jigsaw, when he was laughing at the end?
Yeah. It's a bit disturbing. Right, next one. You know Gordon Ramsay? He was on the Chris Moyles show earlier this week. Are you a fan of the Gordon?
I love him. I was watching his thing in India this week. It's fantastic. He's just a funny man.
Yeah.
Swears a lot, though.
He does. Patrick, are you a fan of the Ramsay?
Yeah, love him.
Yeah. Can't really miss him on TV at the moment, can you? He was on Chris Moyles' show earlier this week. One thing we did notice, he says, come on, quite a lot. In the Chris Moyles, Gordon Ramsay interview, how many times did Gordon say, come on? Max.
Okay, how long was he on with Chris? Can I ask questions?
Ages.
Before?
No, I don't. I'd rather you didn't.
You just answered it, then you went, no, ages, I'd rather you didn't. So he was on for at least a good hour, half an hour. Let's say...
Don't think too much about it, it's a guessing game.
Yeah, but I want to win, so I've got to take this serious.
Okay.
I'm going to say you would have done about 5-6 links. I'm doing the report. All right, I'm going to go with 7.
Max says 7. What are you saying, Patrick?
I'll go 8.
Oh, yeah. So he's just so close to what I've said, so it's just too close now.
All right, let's find out. Come on, it's Gordon Ramsay on the Chris Moyles show.
So how was Christmas?
Yeah, really good, thank you, yeah.
Busy. Where were you?
Come on, guys. Happy New Year. He does not sound like that. Come on, get a grip. He doesn't sound like that, come on.
These Michelin stars ain't worth what they're going on about.
Come on.
If they took away the Michelin star make him crave it.
Now you're being a pleb.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, come on. Mate, you got to get out a little bit more.
Why? Come on.
There are British inspectors as well.
Please.
Come on.
It's a load of old bunk.
Come on.
Really good kebabs.
Come on. Are they airbags you're wearing?
I don't need the kebabs. Shut up.
Come on.
So listen,
how can you come into Claridge's dressed like that? Come on, seriously. A staff Christmas party, I'm not going to turn up. Come on, of course I'm going to turn up.
I don't know where it is. It just doesn't feel right when he sees me.
It's too early in the morning.
It's a bit old.
Come on.
1998. I'm doing a lot of running, but I don't think I'm... Well,
come on.
Now it's pick on Chris time now.
It's not. Come on. 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 Come on.
Well, quick, let's leave before the lights.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
17. Come on, it's all together.
He says it a lot.
He does say it a lot. Well done, Patrick.
Woo!
Oh! What's occurring?
You still there, Patrick, or just being underwhelmed under your breath?
I am being underwhelmed.
All right, cool, right, nice.
How long was he actually on with Chris?
Like I said, I'd rather you didn't ask questions. Ages.
Because you said that a lot.
Yeah. Come on. God, every time you're on, Patrick, the ladies love it. Seriously, yeah, they're flooding in.
Uh-huh.
Patrick is great. He is a dude, etc. Anyway, have I inflated your ego enough today, or...?
Well, it's nearly at maximum capacity.
Yeah.
A bit more wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Well, if you come back on Monday, I'll just, like, be generally abusive. All right, how would you describe Susan Boyle in three words, Patrick? Careful.
Talented, but ugly.
Wow, that's harsh.
But it is three words. Which is more than most people on Stupid Street can manage. What about you, Max?
I would say lovely, small voice. Lovely small voice.
Lovely small voice.
That doesn't make sense, but hey, lovely small voice.
We went on to Stupid Street and we asked them to describe Subo in three words. If you can get any of the answers, I will give you a point. Patrick.
Talented.
Talented. Okay, that's one word, but yeah. Oh, it's in there, though. If it's in there, you'll get a point. Max?
Welsh. Is she Welsh? I think she's Welsh. Is she Welsh?
No. First,
she's not... are you helping me? So she's not Welsh, right?
Oh,
okay,
like
so she's not.
It's like we're on the street.
Where's she
already
from? Sorry, where's she from?
Scottish.
She's Scottish. Okay, so Scottish.
She's not from Scottish.
Scottish! Let's go with Scottish, please.
All right.
We can break the rules, it's okay. We're remixing the game a little bit.
Right, don't be surprised if Welsh is in there now. This is the special street. Let's find out.
Oh!
I didn't know, I just had one guess.
Fine. Scottish,
what type of game
Scottish
is this?
Might be in there.
No, but this was the final round. I would have taken it more serious.
Let's find out.
I'm going to lose.
We went onto Stupid Street and asked them to describe Susan Boyle in three words. Max, don't have a tantrum.
Could you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
Hairy fairy.
Two. Can you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
Subo.
That's two.
Oh, okay. Subo Lou, I guess.
Subo what?
Lou.
Lou?
Yeah.
Subo Lou.
Subo Lou, yeah.
Right.
Do you know who Susan Boyle is?
Yeah.
Could you describe her for me in three words?
Well, she's pretty fantastic. She reminds me of my nan.
Can your nan sing?
No, not very well.
Just three words,
could you please
please
describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
Old, curly hair, singer, glasses.
That was about five.
Okay, a bit naive and probably quite eyebrows.
Describe Susan Boyle in three words, please.
Absolutely amazing.
Could you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
Beautiful. Not a conventional beauty, but a beauty nonetheless.
Could you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
She's not all that, like, there are people with better talents than her in this world. Some people can wrestle alligators. Can she do that? No.
Can you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
I don't really watch Britain's Got Talent much, so all I remember is some funky hair lady.
What's that? Funky hair lady.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
I love her.
Pardon?
I love her. A horse for one thing.
Could you please describe Susan Boyle for me in three words?
Who's Susan Boyle?
Say again?
Who's Susan Boyle?
Oh my God. Some brilliant people in there.
Who's Susan Boyle?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
she's not all that, like...
Yeah. And another favourite of mine.
Some people can wrestle alligators. Can she do that? No.
No, she can't. However, this...
Who's Susan Boyle?
...is three words, unlike a lot of the others. Now, I don't think talented was in there.
No.
And neither was Scottish.
Well, no. That guy said...
He said talent. He never said talented. I heard the word talent.
Which
Sorry.
One? The alligator one?
He said talent. He said she...
Yeah, one of them.
Right, I wasn't even listening.
No, but he said she is not. She does not have that much talent. He didn't say talented. So if we go fair,
right.
Let's go fair. You don't. You didn't actually say the same word, so you're not entitled to that.
Oh my God.
To be honest, right, I think I might have said talented. I'm not really sure.
No, but I think he said talent, and you said talented.
Who's the independent adjudicator in situations like this?
There isn't one.
I hate confrontation. I'm just sitting out of this.
He looks like we're fighting. Like, Mum and Dad, please stop fighting.
This is not my favourite. Look, Patrick, do you want to come back on Monday?
Yeah,
not,
that would,
that's
yeah.
not fair, though.
Max, do you want to be here on Monday? No.
Yeah, I do, actually, because I think you should do it fairly, and this is, like, serious, and you're letting him win now just because you feel sorry for him.
No, I just remembered I'm not even here. I'm not even here on Monday.
So you're inviting everyone.
Is that what's carried on next week?
No.
Oh, God, this has all gone wrong. Anyway, Patrick, speak to you sometime soon. It's been brilliant having you on.
All right, cheers.
Hi, Patrick.
If I never speak to you again, it's been nice knowing you.
Well, if I never speak to you again, if I never get the opportunity, can I just give a quick shout-out to the Cardi's Hardies and the Notre Dame Massive?
Who?
Cardi's Hardies, Notre Dame Massive.
Oh,
them. Keep it real, yeah.
Yeah, keep it real.
You know.
Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah. All right, good to speak to you, Patrick. You've been a laugh.
Yeah, cheers. See
Love
you,
bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
I like a girl that sticks up for the rules of the game.
What happens now, though? Seriously?
I seriously don't know.
I genuinely am not leaving the studio till I know what's going to happen because you guys play this game every day in your show and it's like the rules are... Why are you doing that? This is serious. Yeah. What happens?
I've switched off.
What happens?
Shall I just play a song?
Why isn't he speaking?
The one that does, he's not allowed to speak.
What's happening?
That's his thing. He doesn't. I don't know. Right, I'm going to play two records.
I'm complaining. I'm going to go speak to somebody in management about this. This is not fair.
You can't walk out as well.
This is not fair.
Right, this happened with Zane as well. It's not our fault we don't know the rules of our own game. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this, please?
It's Louise.
I thought you said it's me. I was like, well, no. That doesn't help. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Louise. Where are you?
Bring Gal Shields in Scotland.
How can I help you?
I want Patrick back. I really liked him. He was like Chapper, but funnier.
I don't know. Who Chappers? Who's that?
Oh, that guy. He was on for a bit.
Yeah, he is good. He's got a lot of love on the text, you know.
Yeah, well, he is good. And Max just threw a stroppy and walked off.
I tell you what, well, actually, I mean, I do point you to the terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website, point number 7, when you look up the Oh, What's a Caring Game, which basically says, I can do anything that I want. But, in the interest of fairness, because he is still unbeaten, I tell you what, I'm off for 2 weeks, but Patrick will return on this show when Oh, What's a Caring comes back in 2 weeks, all right?
Yay!
Happy now?
Yes!
Good. Love you.
Bye, love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Latest figures from the official charts company suggest last year was one of the toughest for the genre. We'll get to your thoughts in a minute. First, though, our music reporter Greg Cochran can tell us more.
In the battle between this and this... there was only really one winner.
Martin Talbot, and I'm the managing director of the official charts company. I think 2009 was possibly the toughest year of the noughties as far as independent guitar music was concerned. But yeah, we're going through that period where dance music and electronic-driven pop music is winning through over guitar bands.
Only two British indie guitar bands featured in the top 20 selling albums of last year, Kasabian and Snow Patrol. The Enemy were one of those bands who struggled with the shifting tastes. Their second album, Music for the People, didn't do as well as their first. Lead singer Tom Clark says it was a tough year and they'll wait until guitar music comes back into fashion.
Picking when you release a record is key to how the record does. And, you know, we were really lucky in that the timing for us on the first record was beautiful. The timing on the second record was, I think we just got it in there before guitar music died a death in 2009. And now, as with the Kaiser Chiefs and as with a lot of guitar bands, I think we'll sit it out until, you know, we'll sit releasing a record out until time's right again.
Most people cite the same reason for this: oversaturation and too many similar bands. Female solo artists like Susan Boyle, Florence and the Machine and LaRue dominated the charts last year.
I think everyone got slightly bored of indie music towards the end. I think there's still room for guitar music, but you're talking about a specific type of guitar music that I think everyone had enough of.
Label boss Jim Chancellor signed Snow Patrol and White Lies, but says indie's struggle might be a positive thing.
It's good for guitar music that there's a break. It makes people realise that they can't just copy something else. They have to reinvent that.
The official charts company says they don't predict pop and urban's current chart reign to change in the next 12 months.
It's all about fashion, it's about trends, and it's about movements, and sometimes movements can be sparked by one act coming out of nowhere and doing something very different to what everybody else is doing at that particular point in time.
Let's get to your thoughts on this then, and Greg's been going through some of your Facebook comments.
Starting with Gary then, who says, indie is like fashion, it never dies, it just reinvents. He says, everything runs in cycles.
And Matt responded to that, saying, it's just going to take one very special band to change it all.
Joe's been on there too. He says, there are plenty of bands around at the moment, they just don't get the chance or the airplay on radio.
And this last one from John says, hopefully up-and-coming bands like Bombay Bicycle Club and Two Door Cinema Club will put British indie music back on track. Keep adding your thoughts on our Facebook page. Just search for Newsbeat and become a fan.
This is Radio 1, just after 6 o'clock.
Newsbeat. Tonight's top story, Gordon Brown's defended the government's fight against terror. It's been revealed there's less money to spend on missions in Pakistan. Just yesterday, though, the PM said the area on the border with Afghanistan posed the number one threat to UK security. Wet and windy tonight, especially for western areas. Many of us getting rain tomorrow too, but brightening up later.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Official number one.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your boy Ayaz, and right now this is the UK's official number one on BBC Radio 1.
Listen Sundays from 4 to BBC Radio 1's chart show with Reggie Yates.
Let's go!
Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay. Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? But railroad white breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again. That girl, like something off a poster. That girl, is a dime they say. That girl, is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Hey, shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. See you being all around the globe. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, it really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife. That girl, like something off a poster. That girl, is a dime they say. Is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Hey, shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Na 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 na. got me singing. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 na. Every day's like my iPod stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 na. Every day's like my iPod stuck on replay, replay.
Scott Mills,
BBC
Radio 1.
Text from Jay in Sherborne and Estelle in Wigan and Emma in Cov. Elbow, that's lovely, that was. One Day Like This. And before it, the UK's official number one, Ayaz and Replay. Hi all, it's Scott. Until Zane at 7 o'clock tonight, and we're nearly at Friday through another week. Right, the Posh Radio 4 lady is coming up in a minute after that Chitty Bang track, The Opposite of Adult. She is a bit windy this week. Because she is in a holiday home in the Canary Islands. If you've ever been to the Canaries at this time of year, you'll know it can kick up a right gale sometimes. And she did record them, I think, it sounds like she's on the beach, maybe in the beach bar, because it's a little bit echoey. And sometimes it's like... So sorry for the wind, but she is reading out your Dear Scott emails after this.
Fresh Kid C, Fresh Kid C.
Yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh, yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zach Phone, by the way.
Yeah, Jones.
Yeah.
much amazing.
Can we hear your new song, please?
I got you.
Hey, yo, I once was a kid. All I had was a dream. More money, more problems. When I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope. Want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow. Everybody get this down from us. I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. This life is a party. Remember you was a kid? Reminisce days of the innocence. Now it's envious. Google me the images. Follow me, follow me. I'm the leader. And when I park cars, I don't pay for the meter. I remember I was younger as a kid. It was the best. I used to touch on all the pretty girls in recess. I'm at my peak, yes. I won't leave yet. Cereal style, cereal aisle. I need checks. I can make these rappers run like a hard drill. Rock band, show you how the guitar feel. And I could care less how y'all feel. I got a flow to make a do a cartwheel. This is that good. Just pump it and relax, bro. And you could get it free. Don't worry about the tax, though. And Zapfoon, thank you for the... But I play it Ron Burgundy. I anchor on the track. Hey, like yo, I once was a kid. All I had was a dream. More money, more problems. When I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope. Want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow. Everybody get this down from us. I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. This life is a party. I'm never growing up. Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Cause the real world's kinda like real world. And it's drama, so you are Svetlana. And I'm just a rhymer. Swimming in the water, trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little mama, chitty in the spot where you at, pearl lady. Show me what you got. They say, why you rapping for the kids for? I say, my clothes come fitted, the lint store. This summer, you can catch me on a big tour. I'm high grade, I think they need to quiz more. And let me get with you, don't let the kid hit you. I'm the photo album Valletta has, big picture. The rule is, the dude is, so up, so Chuck, I'm a cool hey, kid. Yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this down hey, yo, from I us. I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never hey, growing up. I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. So fresh, how we flow. Everybody get this down from us. Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. This life is a party.
They're off of Philadelphia. You can get that on a download on the 21st of February and in a shop a whole day later. That was Chitty Bang, Opposite of Adults. New music on Radio 1. It's 6:13. The Posh Radio 4 lady is away on another holiday this week. It's like the, if you've seen the Redknapp's holiday advert, that's what her holidays are like. She's there on a sun lounger, snuggling up to whatever footballer she's going out with this week. Seriously, it's like one a week, I lose track. So here she is. It might be a bit windy at times, but she is coming from the Canaries. It's the Posh Radio 4 lady with your emails on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L.
Hi.
Just writing to let you know that Michelle, that used to be off of Sporting Heehaw, now off of Birmingham City, is actually a man, not a she, like you've been calling him. I just thought I'd tell you, even though he has ditched the Heehaw. Love you, Nikita, off of Basingstoke, X.
Basingstoke and Mezenstoke. Actually, as we all know, she wouldn't be called Michelle if she was a bloke. Michelle is clearly a girl's name. Look, I did know that Michelle was a bloke, really. I did. I know a lot about my team. And I hope he does well at Birmingham instead of Heehaw. I wonder where Michelle prefers living. Do you think she prefers Birmingham or living in Heehaw? I wonder.
Michelle from Sporting Heehaw will have her medical on Monday.
Bless her. Next.
Dear Scott, on the last episode of Dear Scott, you received an email from Mr. Frosty from HWO Hospital Radio. Could you please explain to me what a hospital radio is? Is that a radio station which is only available in a hospital?
Yes, it is. I did hospital radio when I was 12 until they kicked me out. I nearly got done for trespassing, actually, because I... It's a long story, but I was too young to go in there, apparently, so they sent me a letter saying, if you come again, we'll report you for trespassing. I was about 13 then. But apart from that, happy times.
I've never heard about something like this, because here in Germany, those things were never thought about. Moritz, off of Germany. P.S. Please could you send Florence, off of Florence and the Machine, my loves, too. I really love her.
Not a problem at all. I can't believe they don't have hospital radio in Germany. That is rubbish. You really are missing out. It's just brilliant. Someone comes around the wards when you're in hospital, takes requests, and then they play them on the radio. And you get like a really old school headset normally. And the quality's quite bad. Not of the programmes, obviously. They're normally very good. I just mean the actual audio quality isn't the best, in my experience. Heard hospital radio before, obviously you haven't if you live in Germany. It sounds a bit like the PR4L does now on her holidays. Not the best. Next!
Hey Scott, Becky, Totso and the PR4L.
Hello.
My school is having a Chinese week and I was just wondering if you knew the availability of Wing. I was hoping she could pop in. Love the show. Rose, off of Ascot, off of horse racing. Winking smiley.
Was a bit of wind there, interrupting, but I think it was the availability of Wing, was it? For a Chinese week they're having? If you don't know Wing, where have you been?
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart.
It's our favourite singer from Hong Kong who lives in New Zealand.
Be afraid of what you are.
I can pass the message on, but I do think that Wing is in New Zealand at the moment. However, she's normally quite happy if you fly her over and pay for the flight, I find. She'll be there in a shot. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady, I need your help. Yesterday, I discovered what my secret nickname is. By that, I mean the name given to me in discussions and gossip sessions at the office by my colleagues. The nickname I am not supposed to know about.
Oh, no, this is bad. See, I think this happens a lot in workplaces where there's a nickname going around and you're the only person that doesn't know what it is.
Apparently, I am known as China Doll. Now, I have a few concerns about this.
I think that's all right.
Firstly, is this a derogatory term, or should I be happy that it's something so delicate-sounding, rather than perhaps a nickname like Cowbag?
Yeah, Cowbag would be worse. I think China Doll is actually quite nice. We were just discussing this. We think it might, you know, they're describing you in a kind of, I don't know, a porcelain doll kind of way. You know, quite attractive. It's not a bad thing at all, I don't think. There are a lot worse names than that.
Secondly, have you discovered your secret office-based nickname yet? Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady will know what I'm talking about.
Well, that was just there to make me paranoid, wasn't it? Right, it carries on.
Your wise words would help me greatly in this matter. Much love, China Doll, also known as Vanessa, off of the Wirral, X.
Bit of wind there, sorry. China Doll, your nickname is fine, but what is mine? I'm going to now turn the microphone off, and the one that doesn't speak is going to tell me what it is. Well, I can't say that on the radio, can I? Is that really it? Is that what... Sarah's working on the show today. Sarah, is that what people call me in the office? Right, well, that wasn't a no, was it? Sorry, that's just sinking in. Next.
Hi, Scott. I need some help from you. My mate was due to get married in September and asked me to be best man. But the eager beaver couldn't wait and his wife-to-be is now pregnant. This now means, to my horror, the wedding has been brought forward to April. I have to arrange the all-important stag do in a bit of a hurry and wondered if you had any ideas.
God, that wind is kicking up now. She needs to get off that beach.
I've started to panic big time now about the speech. I'm absolutely rubbish at public speaking, so wondered if you had any tips on how not to get stage fright or any good material. Ha! Cheers. Neil Bickerstaff.
Neil, you see, this is a common thing with me where people think that if you're good on the radio, you'll be good at speeches. I'm absolutely appalling at them. I can't do them. When I accepted my honorary degree at Southampton Solent University, which I was very grateful for, I just couldn't do it. I just went to pieces. Like when my mum got married at Marwell Zoo to that bloke 4 years ago. Did I want to do a speech, everyone's like, well, you can, you're brilliant, you're on the radio. Awful. Do not ask advice on speeches from me. And actually, I do direct you to a TV show, which is coming up, called Celebrity Stags and Hens. I don't know whether it's too late to apply, but it's going to be on Wedding TV. And what happens there is it takes all the pressure off because the celebs organise your stag or hen do, so you don't have to do it. So, like, instead of you booking the flights to Prague, Chico does it for you. Look it up on the website, on some website somewhere, Google it. Anything else you want to know? Hopefully the Posh Radio 4 lady next time we hear from her won't be in the wind. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and she'll read them out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.